Oh, come on now, said Jamie McCrimmon. How can I be 1,000 years old? The doctor grinned impishly. He was a small, scruffy man, a mop of dark hair over a lined, expressive face. His battered old tailcoat was slightly too big for him, and his bow tie was attached with a safety pin. Yet, as he looked up from the controls of the TARDIS to answer his young friend, his eyes glittered with intelligence and mischief. All right, Jamie, how old do you think you are? But Jamie didn't know. He'd been 22 when he first met the doctor in the Highlands of Scotland, and that had been, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
I see it's a trick. That's the thing with travelling in the TARDIS. You lose track of time. Isn't that right, Zoe?
Zoe had recently joined them in their adventures. She was a pretty, fiercely intelligent girl from the 21st century. Or, as Jamie thought of it, the far future.
Well, time is relative, said Zoe. Jamie didn't know what that meant. He hardly ever knew what Zoe was talking about. It was all maths and computers. But she nodded her head as she said it, so he turned back to the doctor.
Right you are, then. Relative. Stands to reason.
The doctor rubbed his hands together thoughtfully. Yes, it's a matter of perspective, isn't it? Where you are and how fast you're moving. Jamie glanced at the TARDIS controls.
Hey, but the TARDIS isn't moving.
Ah, yes, well, we stopped, haven't we? We're somewhere deep in space. But look at this.
Come on.
Jamie...